Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Monday morning. We gave the overnights at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5.95, down 6 on the open. May 6.06, down 6 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.61, down 7 on the open. May 5.71, down 9 and 3 quarters. July 5.86, down 6 and 3 quarters. September 6.07, down 8 and 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 373, down 6 on the open. May 383, down 7 and a quarter. July 394 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters. September 404, down 7 and 3 quarters. December 418 and a half, down 6 and a half. March of 2010, 432 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters on the open. And December of 2010, 436 and a half, down 6 and a half on the open. March beans open at 970, down 10 on the open. May 975, down 11 and 3 quarters. July 982, down 11 and 3 quarters. November 938, down 7. January 946, down 8 and a half. March 953, down 10 and a half on the open. March soybean meal opened at 307, down $4 on the open. May 304.50, down 480. March soybean oil opened at 32.30, down 43 on the open. May 32.55, down 56. February live cattle opened at 82.40, up 40 on the open. April 85.60, up 50. March feeders opened at 92.52 and a half, up 152 and a half on the open. April 94 even, up 167 and a half. February lean hogs open at 58.80, up 25 on the open. April 62.65, down 32 and a half. And February bellies open at 82.90, down 5 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.13. It's down 87 points. The NASDAQ 1479 is up 2.67, and the S&P 500 is at 819.44, down 6.44 points. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel, and he is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt. Good
morning, Dave.
Well, the market is making a significant statement this morning, at least off of the opening bell, that it wants to try some downside objectives.
Yeah, Mr. Gravity showed up here first thing this morning, and we're seeing some selling come into the marketplace. Mainly probably the key fundamental event would be probably a better chance of some moisture here for the Southern Hemisphere first part of this week. They did receive some amounts over the weekend, but Argentina here for the first few days has anywhere from a quarter inch to lower three quarters of an inch, possibly one inch for about 80% of the growing region. Then late week that drops down a little bit to 2/10 to 7/10 on 60% coverage, you know, a little slimmer chance of going into the weekend. But even Brazil is looking at some heavy rains in some areas, up to maybe 2 inches of rain here through the week. So with moisture around, we've got the trade on the defensive. We'll price the moisture into the forecast here the first day of the week here. Also, too, the trade is continues to be concerned about demand. You know, all three sectors, and what I mean by the three sectors is export demand's a concern, especially on corn, and could be a concern in beans as time goes on. Domestic feed use, cattle inventory report, confirming less cattle around. Then the other demand factor would be the ethanol sector on the corn side, especially another ethanol plant falling there in Wisconsin. Then probably the fourth and most sector to be concerned about that does not show up on the supply-demand balance sheet is the overall investment side of the equation there, Dave.
So as we look at these technical charts today, we see the January lows, the March basis in beans at 957 and three quarters. We've been as low as 958 this morning. A settlement below the January low. Is that a lot of concern for you at this point?
Well, as a technician and in several discussions this morning, lower lows is not bullish at all. Lower lows is bearish. But however, the bright spot is you can probably run the sell stops today and go back to watching the chart on what happens on Mondays. If you go back in history, just about a few weeks in here, we've been making a high on Monday or a low on a Monday. And I'm willing to bet that we're probably carving out a low here today for the first few days of the week, Dave.
Turn your attention to some of those outside you factors that you were talking about and talk more about them, please.
Well, as far as outside factors, it depends how far out the door you want to go and reach. There's something to watch, but a lot of analysts are starting to say you need to watch the S&P at a certain level or the crude oil at a certain level or the Dow at a certain level or the dollar index at a certain level. Those are all good conversational pieces, but as a grain trader, you don't want to get off balance or off focus too much in here. But if you want to watch the outside factors, we are starting to see some stabilization on the stock market side. We're starting to see a little stabilization in crude as we get below $40 a barrel. We're starting to see quite a bit of support there. Probably the key thing why you might want to keep an eye on it, but I wouldn't necessarily trade off of it, is the investor confidence. Is, if those outside markets continue to move lower, somebody's taking a hit somewhere.
Will there be inflation later this year? And if so, is there something for the grain trader to factor into their marketing decisions?
Later this year might be next November or December. The hedge fund people we talk to continue to be concerned about deflation. We already had inflation in agriculture here last summer, and it didn't help matters a whole lot, but we're probably still in a deflationary attitude here or deflationary type of trade until we can regain the overall world economic confidence here that, we can start to see economic expansion take place. But as long as people are losing jobs and as long as these other factors hold in place, we're in an overall deflationary market.
Well, then how high can the dollar go in a deflation phase in your estimation?
Well, that's a good question. But when you look at world currencies, are we seeing a decoupling of world currencies mm-hmm. too? So dollar might just consolidate here for a while. You talk inflation, deflation, the dollar might just stay where it is, and you could be in a situation where even the value of the dollar goes sharply lower too.
Well, do you think that there will be a decoupling given that for the most part foreign economies are worse off than the U.S. economy is as bad as we are, and we were first in and might be first out?
Well, to answer that question and give you the signal on what to do as an investor, trader, or whatever, I think you got to watch the gold market. Gold moves above $1,000 an ounce on heavy volume. We've got major world economic problems facing us real quick.
What else are you keeping an eye on today?
Well, we pretty well covered. I guess about the only thing we haven't touched on is the livestock sector here. We had a capital inventory report on Friday, and the significance of that report is the overall inventory numbers are below what the trade was looking for. We're seeing continued liquidation in the livestock, in the cattle report on that number, but overall livestock numbers are going through a liquidation process. Canadian feeder pigs coming into the U.S. is sharply lower. So if you want to talk inflationary fears or inflationary concerns, it'd probably be the meat sector before the other commodities start to catch.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Current tick in Kansas City, March wheat, 588.5, down 12.5. The Board of Trade, March wheat, 557.5. Now 557, down 11. July 581, down 11.75. March corn 370.25, down 8.75. July 392.5, down 8.75. December 416, down 9. March crude 41.25, down 43 cents. The March RBOB at 119.5, down 7.2. March beans 959.25, down 20.75. July 972.25, down 21.5. November 927, down 18. March soybean meal 303.30, down 770. March soybean oil 32.14, down 59. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.